I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drumroll please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on a radio near you. Oh, actually, no, on a computer near you. That's right. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not trying to popularize nude bobsledding, ooh, it's Alexis Thompson.
It's cold, Nibbly Bits. Good morning,
right.
Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Happy Friday, Holly Roberts.
Happy Friday to you, Jason and Alexis.
Woo-woo.
And happy Friday to you. It is Friday, January 27th, 2023. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to National Activity Professionals Day. Welcome to Big Wig Day. So go buy a big wig at Party City and sport it.
Yeah.
Welcome to Earned Tax Credit Awareness Day. Welcome to Chocolate Cake Day. Ooh. Welcome to National Fun at Work Day. Welcome to National Geographic Day. Welcome to National Preschool Health and Fitness Day. Welcome to Breast Pumping Day.
Ooh.
Welcome to Vietnam Peace Day. And my favorite, wow, welcome to Thomas Crapper Day. And he's exactly who you think he is. And welcome to the beginning of your weekend. Cheers, everyone. Cheers.
All right. Cheers.
That's right.
Oh, cheers.
Thomas Crapper did not invent the toilet. No, he did not. It's credited to another dude.
with pooper, a beard. Scooper.
Yeah. But Thomas Crapper is a real guy. I believe he died in 1910. And he helped popularize the turlet.
Oh, thank awesome. You, Mr. Crapper.
Thank you, Mr. Crapper.
Yeah, appropriate.
Thomas.
Name?
Yeah, very, well, yeah. Very, very appropriate. He's a good looking guy. could rock a 3-piece suit. Yeah, he died in 1910. So, he was born in England. He was a Brit that popularized the term the crapper. So, there we go. We're on World War One.
Friday.
Anyway. Friday.
Oh, my gosh. How was your commute in this morning?
I was just going to say, slow.
Yeah.
Slow. Yours?
Same. Yeah, I just got, just single file line. Just keep going. I picked the slow person, but I don't care. We're here. We're alive.
We're alive, great. Yeah. The show's on. I mean, the buttons are pushed.
Made
right,
in
Holly?
Time.
We are on, right, Holly?
Wait. Yep. Yep. Here we are. Here we are. Here we are. Live.
Yeah.
Doing it live.
But there were a lot
more
people.
But do it live.
There were so many more people on the road than normal, though. Maybe they were
really?
Just trying to get a jump start. I felt like it, yeah.
Yeah, it was busy. Busy on 94.
Busy
also,
normal.
just a pro tip.
Yeah.
Let people on the freeway.
Thank you.
Can you just let us on? It's not fully plowed yet. And there's a little snow on the side. Just leave a little room.
And it's snowing on top of that.
That's,
yes.
Yeah.
And anytime it snows, even 1 inch, it's always a good excuse to use this.
It's Snowmageddon. Snowmageddon 2009.
23. But that's fine. That's how long we've been on the air. We've been using that open since 2009.
Yeah.
Which is actually now just completely frightening. Just absolutely.
Yeah.
It used to just be cute. Now that's very, very long ago.
Yeah. Very, very long ago.
That's right. We're very, very old.
But then there's that too. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Remember. Welcome to Laughing and Leaking in the Morning.
Hey!
That's right. Lex, how are your adult diapers this morning?
Oh, double winged and, yeah, ready for Perfect. Service.
Do you have your inhaler today?
Yeah, actually, I do. I might need it today. I'm a little stuffy.
Are you? You sound a little stuffy. Are you catching something?
Living with a toddler. Man, it's just...
Oh, God, that... Yeah.
Can't win. I mean, you know what I mean. In terms of them bringing germs and sharing germs and all of the things. So,
can you, is it frowned upon to, can you spray Lysol on him before he comes back in the house? Is that frowned upon?
Or? I really should just start dunking him in bleach. Time for your bleach batch. I don't
know. You need one of those astronaut in between things.
Yes.
You know?
Oh,
like
yeah.
NASA uses. Yes.
Yes. Like a decompressor, except with that, with just disinfectant.
Yes. How can we get one of those?
Well, talk to Dee Wallace. They attached one to her house in E.T.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So just get one of those. Talk to Dee Wallace. Drew Barrymore should know where we could get one.
Yeah.
But they should create.
Yeah.
And I'm almost not kidding, but they should, because Lex isn't alone. A lot of you have the children's, and they're carrier monkeys.
They are.
They're carrier monkeys. They come back from the daycare from, you know, a Wizard World or whatever, a Wizard World daycare, and they're just covered in germs. There should be like a bucket or something that you can just dip them in, like a little cone at Dairy Queen. Just dip them in and it sanitizes.
If anyone knows,
it comes in chocolate, butterscotch, and cherry.
That's right. Or crunchies.
Don't forget bubblegum flavor.
That's right. Or bubblegum. Crunchies. Do you, now anecdotally, are you more sick? Are you consistently more sick with, let me rephrase that. Is the frequency of sniffles up in your house for you since you've birthed?
Oh, yeah. I never used to get sick.
I know the answer.
But now, right. It's just, you just gotta, you know, try to push through best you can. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And then I talked to a friend who has an older child, and I'm like, when does this end? She's like, oh, just wait till he goes to school. When you take the number of kids in, you know, daycare and extrapolate that by all of the kids in elementary school walking by each other and coughing on each other.
Oh,
she's like, about eight, when they're seven or eight is when they kind of, okay, we got used to it. And hopefully, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. Oof, guys.
Does any parent out there, do you have a bucket or something that you dip your children in?
Right. Yeah. That's the thing.
Call Holly, 651-641-1071. Do you have one of those D. Wallace decontamination tubes that Lex can use?
Right. Oh, and I had to pick him up early from daycare yesterday for something that happened, which, I mean, we'll get into later, I guess.
Oh, no. Can we get into it now?
We can get into it now, if you want to.
No, let's wait.
I just thought it would be funny. It'd be, I think it's super relatable. He stuck something into his body.
Oh, honey.
Mm. And we've all been there, haven't we?
There's been a couple Saturday nights, yeah. Saturday or two that I've had to be picked up early from daycare.
Oh.
from adult daycare.
So, Holly, I don't want to ask you too personal of a question, but have you ever been picked up early from adult daycare?
I mean, there was one time with a glass of Chardonnay and a Lego.
Perfect.
I mean, but we won't get into that. It's not. This isn't about
2x12.
Yeah, this isn't about me.
What size
exactly.
Lego?
Yeah, this is about Zen.
Yeah,
this is about poor Zen. Well,
that's coming. Oh, man. Yeah,
we'll do that at the top of the. We'll do that at the top of the What the hell?
Seven o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. We're all my talkers, as you can tell. This is always like a bellwether. You know what I mean? It's like a Virginia on election night. You know, this is right. This first segment is a bellwether for
especially
how the rest
on a Friday.
For how the rest of the show is going to be. As you can tell, not going to go well.
Or it's just going to be fantastical.
It's going to be fantastical.
It's going to be a ride, no matter what.
It is. I just remembered something happened late in the night that caused such excitement for me that I've actually forgot to put it on the sheet. And now I can't wait to tell you about it because it's big, but it also will allow all of you to laugh at me. So I love that. But something, I stumbled upon something just unbelievable, like so joyous for me that anyway, I just remembered it when you you triggered some memory. So we'll get to that a little bit later.
Oh,
I just remembered it. Yeah. Oh,
can
I'm
we
excited.
Do it next?
Well, you know, let's do it next.
Okay.
Let's do it next.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it. And I'm very happy. Stay right there. We'll do it when we come back.
While you're there, make sure you also type in keyword David, because that will bring you to David and the team at First Equity, who want to help you with your mortgage, whether it's refinancing or getting into your first mortgage. They provide homeowners and future homeowners with a variety of financing options, competitive rates. They're not going anywhere. A lot of companies getting out of the mortgage game, but nope, do not need to worry about that with First Equity, your local lender, part of the community. They want to make sure that you're set up for success like they did with Diane. Diane worked with Derek. She says he is the most professional person I've worked with. He answered all of my questions and took the time to make sure I was comfortable with any decision that I made. I will always contact Derek for any of my mortgage or loan needs in the future and tell all my friends. Thank you so much. See, that's how you feel after working with them. They're just a wonderful team. Get that personal attention you need and deserve. 763-251-8000 or use my talk keyword, David.
Hi, this is Ellen.
Hi, I'm Larry Hagman, better known as J.R. Ewing.
Hi, I'm Linda Gray, also known as Sue Ellen Ewing.
And you're listening to the world's biggest Dallas fans, Jason and Alexis.
On my talk, 101.1. 107.0.
Perfect. No, that's perfect. Leave it like that. That's perfect. That's funny. We'll bleep it out. That's perfect.
107.1.
That's perfect.
107.1.
What a pleasure.
What a pleasure. Over 10 years ago.
Wow.
Lex and I sat down with TV icons Larry Hagman and Linda Gray for the premiere of the reboot of Dallas on TNT. Wow. Available all three seasons online.
More than 10 years ago?
Yeah, it was May of 12.
Wow.
May of 12. Yeah. So the show is old. I mean, D is old. It premiered on April 2nd, 1978. And it's like a lot of the shows of that era. It sat, well, it was MGM, but it sat in the Warner Brothers vaults for a long time. It didn't really get touched. It's been released on VHS over the years. It's been in syndication. It's, I think it's on streaming on like Freebie or Freeye or whatever, and Amazon Prime. Well, I am obviously a big fan if you're newish to the show. It's my favorite show of all time. And therefore, I'm on a couple Dallas like fan sites, okay?
Yeah.
So I found out that Warner Brothers had commissioned a remastering of all 14 seasons a couple years ago.
Oh.
They were going to take the negatives and clean it up. And, you know, they can't make it widescreen like they did with Friends. They didn't, you know, they shot it like a, you know, for TV, so a box. But they cleaned up the negative. So it's as HD as you're going to get for a show from the 80s. Well, for about a year, all of these fan sites, a lot of them based in Europe, because Dallas to this day is huge in Europe. Probably the biggest is in Germany. And in Germany's HBO, on Germany's HBO Max, Dallas is streaming there.
Huh.
and they have the...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Remastered HD versions of the show, which I will say, if you've ever, even if you're not a techie or you don't really care about stuff like that, if you've ever watched a show from the 70s and 80s, you know there's kind of a blurry. They didn't shoot with HD cameras, so the level of detail is just not there.
No. That's surprising. Do the Germans really like Dallas?
They love it. It's huge. It's actually Germany, when the show was on and even now, has a tremendous... The Germans love...
Interesting.
Love Dallas. And they love Larry. They loved Larry.
Okay.
He was... to the day he died, he was a legend over there. Anyway, so I've been watching these fan sites brag for about a year that, you know, oh, look at these beautiful images, these HD images. And I kept asking friends here in the States, you know, we know Katie Stroop from Allied, who represents Warner Brothers for our market. I'm like, hey, can you ask Warner Brothers, like, when are we going to get the nice cop? You know, when are we going to get the HD version of Dallas? And anyway,
yeah,
they acted like they didn't even know what I was talking about. Well, I was home alone last night. Colin was out with a friend. So obviously, you know, I was pediddling, getting my cake ready for Alexis and Holly and watching whatever I damn well please. So,
so I was like, watching Dallas it is.
Yeah, and I haven't watched Dallas in a couple weeks. Uh-huh. Which is a lot for me. So I turned on an old episode and I was like, wait a minute. And I own them on Apple TV. You know, I bought all of the seasons digitally. You know, and you can do that on Amazon too, but I own it via, because I'm in the Apple ecosystem.
Yeah.
So I turned on one of my favorite episodes from season 7, 1984-85 season, with the fake Donna Reed as a fake Miss Ellie. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and I'm like, wait a minute. And the credits immediately came on. And I thought, this looks different. Because Lord knows, I know every inch of this show, every millimeter of this show. Anything different, I can tell you.
Yeah.
And I thought, look at that font. Look at that color. It's like popping. There's no blur. It's sharp. Well, son of a biscuit, unannounced, Warner Brothers just reloaded all of the HD remastered episodes for America.
It's about time.
Oh, hey.
It's about time. So Colin came home. The dog started barking. Colin came home at the moment. I'm listening. I'm watching what you're hearing right now. I'm watching the opening credits and I'm like crying. Like like a tear is running down my eye because they did such a great job. It looks like it was shot a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The level of the detail was pretty remarkable. From what they got out of a negative from 1984.
Awesome.
It's pretty crystal clear.
Man, it's like they're coming into your living room.
Kinda.
Oh, hey.
God willing. God, Patrick Duffy.
Did he just roll his eyes? Was he like, you're the only one that cares?
Kinda. But, kinda.
Now, here's a question, Jason. So you think that the digital mastering of Dallas, it benefits the show, because sometimes I've watched some older pieces of movie and TV and they're digitized and it's like, oh, that's too much. It's too much.
Don't Great like question. It. Yes, because it's done just enough that it looks you can digest this. It doesn't look fake. It doesn't look like a soap opera that was shot on video. It looks just cleaned up and clear, and it's not fuzzy. It doesn't look like you recorded it off a VHS tape. But I have to actually give Colin credit, very much like Alexis. There is a reason why you know, Alexis went with me in 2012. And I, when I retell the stories of that trip, I, at some point in the story, I always say, and I said this to Alexis on the bus on the way to South Fork. I said, you know, I wanted Alexis to be there because I knew that she wouldn't laugh at me and judge me. And I knew that when I would get excited about things that only I would get excited about, I knew that she would be, even if she wasn't, she would add to the excitement and kind of get excited with me. And God bless him. I pick on him a lot, but Colin was exactly the same way yesterday. He sat on the couch with me and he actually wanted to see the difference.
Right.
And cause he's watched a few episodes. So he's like, wow, Jace, I can even tell. And I'm not like you. I'm not a nerd. So it's out there.
Wow.
If you want to watch it, if you're a nerd like me, if you own them, just reload them, and then you'll get the new version. So,
and where is this again?
It's when you purchase Dallas and Seasons, like Amazon, when you buy them as a, you know, full season.
Gotcha.
That's how you got it. It's not streaming yet in HD, but if you own them digitally, you should have the new copies now. So there we go.
Cool.
So that's what I'm doing all weekend long. All weekend long. That's right. A falling model when we return. Stay with us.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me, why, I'll say, cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Oscar Mayer, the first name in Bologna.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Oscar Mayer has a regret. Lex has that in just a second. But first, Holly has opened up our AOL mailbox. Kim has a message for Alexis. She writes, good morning, Jason. Can you tell Alexis that I have a thought for her?
Oh.
And good immunity before Zen. And she pasted this meme of sorts that she got from the internet. And the meme is from a mom, and it reads, before I had kids, I thought I had a great immune system. Yes. But it turns out I was just really good at staying away from the type of people who sneeze directly into your eyeballs while telling you a story.
Oh. Oh. That is the truth. They don't care.
Isn't that great, Lex?
Oh,
so good. We're so glad you're here. This is Jason and Alexis in the Morning on this Friday, January 27th, 2023. We have a model fail coming up, but first, a regret.
Oscar Mayer.
A regret.
A hot dog weenie regret. Okay, so we all know.
I have those often, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, you know, dominated the Oscars with 11 nominations. And it's just a fantastic film. I absolutely loved it. If you haven't seen it, though, you might know that there's some scenes with hot dog fingers, the floppy hot dog hands. Well, the folks at A24 who produced the film reached out to Oscar Mayer for a potential collaboration before the film, while they were filming, and said, hey, we have an upcoming film that happens to be to heavily feature hot dogs. If you're open to it.
Okay. Wait, we always say our sort of segment, we want to be in the meeting when blank. I want to be in that meeting when the producers of the movie said that statement, Lex. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no kidding. That heavily features hot dogs. If you're open to it, we love to discuss a fun collaborative project that we have in mind. Can't think of a better partner for this. And they sent this as a DM to Oscar Mayer's Twitter. And Twitter blew them off. Not Twitter. Oscar Mayer blew them off.
Oh, no.
They never answered them back.
Oh,
my God.
So, and now look, yeah.
Seriously.
It's almost been a year now, and yikes.
It's like, you know, if you turn down a movie, you know, you've heard of actors who have turned down a movie and it's gone on to be a huge hit or an actor with a TV show. Can you, the executive or a TV executive that like all the ones that passed on Friends, you know
yes!
what I mean? Like CBS passed on Friends, you know, and then it goes on to be and anyway, can you imagine the Wiener executive?
Yeah.
Who well, just blew them off.
And then you wonder if the social media manager, whoever's managing that account, just either blew it off them, you know, or did they share it and say, oh, this might actually be a really good thing. You know, you never know, like, where does the blame exactly lie? Mm-hmm. But A24, they put a screenshot of the unanswered DM. And then Oscar Mayer, now this was pretty genius, they responded, the L is on us. Congrats to A24 for keeping it Oscar. And then they said, you know, sending you buns of love. And they put the hot dogs in the shape of an L. That they're the biggest loser.
Aww.
So at least they responded then, but ooh.
Now that's not, that, you know, that's a classy way for the Wiener people to handle it.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Whoopsies.
That's a fun way. That's a nice way to, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry.
Oopsie.
Sorry about that. Sorry. Oh, mm-hmm.
Vice President of Wiener Services was having a moment today.
Yeah. Like, oh, man.
Oscar Mayer.
I'm a Wiener.
Yeah.
Well, also.
And there could be some collaboration now. Who knows?
Well, and also, you got to feel for that poor 22-year-old social media person handling the Wiener social media, you know? They get a lot of messages coming into the Wiener DMs.
Yeah.
Sliding into them.
Sliding into the buns.
Oh.
You know, so they probably might have missed or thought it was a joke.
Right.
Yeah. You know? Or a scam.
Mm-hmm.
I know I delete, you know, you get weird. Oh, hey, we want you to do this. Okay, delete, you know.
Yeah, don't know you, bye.
Oh, man, now I want a bologna sandwich.
Bologna sandwich.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh,
I was bologna on white bread.
Yes.
Just white bread.
Yes.
Just completely processed, bleached white bread.
Enriched.
You know? Enriched. Wonder. Yeah, just Wonder bread. Now, do you like cheese on your bologna sandwich?
I want a slice of American cheese and some butter. Maybe even margarine.
Oh,
my God. Goodness.
Well, you got to go in all the way.
Yeah.
I might do some mustard versus butter.
Mustard, yeah.
Yeah.
See, my bologna is salami. Meaning that's if I'm just
salami. Oh, okay.
Meaning if I just want like a cold cut, like a good old just that's what I think of childhood and I think of going to the beach.
Yes.
Again, I was raised in a beach town. I'm on the shores of Lake Michigan. So we would go and I can feel the sand. I just remember sitting there and my mom opening up the cooler and there's my salami sandwich, you know, and potato chips. That's summer to me. A nice bologna sandwich. Or I'm sorry, salami. Salami. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, hard yum. Salami.
When pickles. How about Vienna sausages? Side. Did you ever have those?
Oh, yeah. Huge because of
that
Chicago
was a big
Lex.
Deal. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sausage City of America, you know?
And those little cans and. Oh.
Uh huh. Oh, so good. We should just talk about processed meat for the rest
talk
of the
about
segment.
Meat links.
Meat links. That's your favorite meat link. Go ahead and give us a good. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, let us know. Slim Jims?
I'll eat them. Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I'm glad we're all in separate rooms, okay?
Yeah.
We just snap one of those.
I had a friend serve Slim Jims at a wedding for their protein. No joke. True story.
Oh.
Remember? Oh, Lex, you don't remember that?
Was this the one with the snack mix too in the bowls? Was this the same wedding? Okay,
I'll keep this really brief, but poor Colin. It was one of the first times Colin. Now, my husband, and he won't mind me saying this. Everyone knows. I've mentioned before. Colin doesn't get hungry. Colin gets hangry. And when when my beloved gets hangry, he's not in a great mood. His mood, he needs, you know, I always do the precious voice. He needs his feedings. You know, he needs the afternoon feeding. So, Colin, bless his heart. We went to this wedding of a friend of mine, and it was deep into the wilderness. And it was like in the middle of nowhere. So there were no fast food restaurants to stop for a long time. And Colin had made, we had made the horrible judgment call to not eat before we went to this wedding, because we were assured, we were positive that we would be fed at the wedding. Well, it's hours past. His stomach is quite literally growling. And it's finally time for our table to go up to the buffet. And the protein, you know, there's usually a protein or even if it's a plant-based something, there's a main dish.
You want chicken or steak?
Exactly. We go up and the protein is cut up Slim Jims.
Oh, no.
In an aluminum serving tray.
Oh, hell that no. You buy.
Yeah, that cut up Slim Jims.
No. So, I thought you meant just as like a dance party snack.
No. The protein were cut up Slim Jims in a disposable aluminum serving tray that you get at the grocery store.
And wasn't there Chex Mix next
there
to
it? There was Chex Mix. And Mike and Ike's. And Colin comes. I'm talking to a friend, and I go, Colin, just go. Don't wait for me. Go get in line. I'll eat in a minute. He comes back. First of all, I can see his face, and then I look at his plate, and it's like a log cabin of Slim Jims. He has stacked them. He has gotten as many Slim Jims as he could. And I said, oh, is that your appetizer? And he goes, no, this is the protein. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I hope you guys ate eventually that night.
Hours later, yes, we went to a rock bottom. We did, yes.
Oh,
and he ate. Oh, God, it was like Colin devoured his burger quicker than I've ever seen him. It was, I felt so bad.
Oh,
when we come back, a model fail from Holly Roberts next. Miley's new one, bringing us back. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything Jersey Girl.
Can't wait to eat. I'm starving. Been drinking the La Croix all morning.
I get it, Jersey Girl. I get it. Jersey Girl, Lex has some mixed nuts. Do you want any?
I love nuts, and I love my drink.
Yeah.
I know you do. I know you do, girl.
Calm down. No reason to call 911.
Nope. None at all. Well, maybe you call 911 if you're a certain model, right, Holly?
Jason, Alexis, the tyranny of the heels at the Valentino fashion show has models toppling left and right.
And becoming a meme instantly.
And instantly becoming a meme. And these models are saying that they're the ones that bleeped up.
The models are?
Yeah, the models are. They're taking the blame. They're literally taking the fall for Valentino. So
literally.
I did put a link up, the TMZ link in the 12 segment there, so you guys can actually look. But Kristen McMenemy, she's a model. She's okay. Doing things. She's walking in Valentino. She took a hard fall at the Valentino fashion show this week. She just biffed it. And then she decided to rip off her heels and then walk the rest of the way. Now, we would all assume, like, Valentino, WTF is going on with your shoes? Because she wasn't the only one at this show that was wobbling around. Like,
no.
Like a weeble. Just like, <"Bleh."
laughs> Is that the noise she made?
Yes, exactly. I mean, wouldn't you? Whoa! And then she goes on Instagram and says, thank you to the designer in the house of Valentino. I bleeped up. What world do we
live in?
I don't know if you guys, because here on Jason and Alexis in the morning, you know, we're fashionistas. We're decked out in sequins.
Look at us. Yes.
Right now as we speak.
Right now. Uh-huh.
But these Valentino shoes that have been popular in the past year, I thought we were done with this. I thought we put those away. Those mega platforms that are like 10 inches tall and people wobbling around. Look,
Lex, you have a pair, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, they're sitting in the closet and will remain there. Geriatric shoes, it's my life now.
But that's what I'm saying.
But this one, okay. So I watched the meme, and now I'm watching the what you linked here, because it's like the longer version of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that her signature walk? It's very crossy in the front, where you're just you're not, your leg that comes around goes around the other leg very dramatically. So I'm wondering.
I'm thinking it's the shoes.
If it is her fault, maybe it's not the right size.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes she does look like it's very uncomfortable. Even when she takes the shoes off, it's like, what kind of walk is that?
I don't want to have anything to do with these shoes.
Right.
No.
I also think a lot of them might be hungry.
I mean, that's true,
too. To get into those, you know,
but
sure.
There's no Slim Jims at the end of the Valentino runway.
No.
No Chex Mix.
No Mike and Ikes. No.
As we said in the previous segment, I just, you know, look.
The only way I'm wearing platforms is if there is an aquarium in the platform with a fish in it. That's the only way.
You are wearing disco stew shoes.
And I'm going to do it. I'm going to get you sucker style. That's right. That's the only way I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But I do understand her feeling of, hey, it's my fault. Because she wants to be asked back.
Well, of course.
So. Yeah.
But still.
Still.
You're trying to make fetch happen, Valentina, with these shoes.
Right.
And I know that people wear them, but I'm tired. And I just want my inserts.
Yes.
Again. Inserts right there.
Yeah.
Mark it on your bingo card. Welcome to Leaking and Laughing in the Morning.
Thank you.
We have orthopedic inserts. Alexis has her inhaler and her adult diapers. And I have my Lipitor.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
My cholesterol.
Yeah, so. From the Leaking and Laughing news desk.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Leaking and Laughing in the Morning. nobody's laughing in the palace right now. It's one thing. It's one thing to be a pariah, but then to be like, okay, you can't live here anymore is the whole thing. Did Prince Andrew really get kicked out, like officially kicked out of the palace, or a part of the palace, or what was this?
Yeah, King Charles is like, hey, brother, you gots to go. This bachelor pad at Buckingham Palace isn't for you anymore. This is not the look that we want. I mean, this is his disgraced brother. I mean, when I was thinking about this. Isn't Andrew the spare?
Well, Prince Andrew's the one who was friends with Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, no, absolutely. No, he's a gross, nasty man. And I'm just thinking, like, when you know, all of the pushback that Prince Harry is getting for being the spare and doing his own thing.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you'd rather want that Prince Harry as your sibling than Andrew, because he's gross, nasty.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just thinking, like, wow, he's getting a lot of, you know, Harry's getting a lot of pushback, but look at Andrew. Do you know what I'm saying?
Please, there's no comparison.
Oh, right.
Oh, none at all.
Yeah,
you may be annoyed by Harry, but he's not Prince. He's not his uncle.
At least he's doing his own thing and not like what he was doing with Epstein.
Oh.
So, brother said, you know, the king was like, you gots to go. And I guess he's just been kicked out of Buckingham Palace. So
you can't sit with us.
Yeah.
Why? Because did he have like a cottage or something, Lex, or an area of Buckingham Palace that was kind of like a bachelor pad?
Yep. He had his own little area there. His suite known as the chamber floor.
In my own little corner, in my own little space. I can be whatever I want to be.
With his 72 teddy bears.
Oh, that's right.
Arranged accordingly.
He'll be on a future episode of Second Chance Romance.
Oh, well, and he didn't even arrange it himself. Ew. Yeah. with the king. Yeah. I want my space back. And it's funny because they did it little by little. Remember, the queen took away any of his, like, you know, whatever his royal titles, right?
Titles and the duties, yeah.
And then first his office was eliminated.
Yeah.
And now his sleeping quarters are eliminated. Girl, so they're doing little by little.
He's gonna be in the Yorkshire Hampton Inn by noon.
Yes, that's where he belongs, you gross, nasty man.
Prince Andrew.
I'm here to check in. What's the last name? Windsor? smoking or non-smoking room, sir? Do you have a pet with you today?
Oh, gosh. Sir, this is a Burger King. We're going to have to ask you to leave.
Yeah.
You can't be doing official business here.
Or order a double cheeseburger and get out of here.
He's going to try to find a buffet and just sit there through multiple meal cycles.
Oh, no.
I got kicked out of my home. Can I stay here, please?
Oh, God. It's 3 p.m. I'm going to get lunch and dinner.
That's right. He's going to try to find the Yorkshire Olive Garden. Do you have the unlimited chicken salad? Can I stay here for a while, please?
Oh, gosh.
I would love to see Prince Andrew at the Olive Garden, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I know, with a never-ending pasta bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, remember,
just keep going.
In his BBC interview, he was a fan of Pizza Express. So we know he likes Italian food.
Right.
And Prince Andrew allegedly was a favorite of the Queen. So now that she is no longer here in this dimension, King Charles is like, look, we're taking care of business. You got to go. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Alexa said, you's got to go.
Yeah.
Peace out, brother. Yeah. Good luck to you, buddy. And also, one of his lovers, I don't know what you want to call her, but she has been writing a memoir about her experience with him. So you know we've only just begun with the stories of how nasty Prince Andrew is.
Yeah. It'll take some pressure off Harry.
Right! Or
which
lift
I'm
him
still
up.
Team Harry. I don't care. I will always be Prince
always.
Harry and Meghan. Always. I don't care. He annoys me, but I don't care. I still love him. We're going to take a break. Hour two, the story with Zed when we come back.